Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to the channel. Talking about Nagorno-Karabakh and all the few days behind the anniversary. 12th of July, the day when they voted to leave Azerbaijan. In case you don't know where Nagorno-Karabakh is, it's part of Azerbaijan, neighboring Armenia, so it's in the South Caucasus. So Nagorno-Karabakh has been mostly inhabited by Armenians for centuries. And this is attested to by headstones. And over the past 10 years, the Azerbaijani authorities have systematically removed and destroyed some of the headstones. And okay, they didn't control a lot of Nagorno-Karabakh until 2020, or even some of the Armenian headstones in Azerbaijan proper. So like any other country, Azerbaijan has waxed and waned its borders. And sometimes it's not been an independent country. There's been this absorption into Iran or Persia, if you prefer, into the Russian Empire, then the Soviet Union, and so forth. And so I suppose most countries like to say, well, we would like our borders to be back at their maximum extent or something like that. Armenians have been the inhabitants of there really since time immemorial, since for a few thousand years. And Azerbaijanis have come into the area. I think Armenians have always been the majority there. Distinct culture, identity, unique language, and their own autocephalous church and so forth. So the Soviet Union was established formally in 1922. There's the Transcaucasian Soviet Socialist Republic, which is now Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Armenia. So Moscow, Korea, they just lumped them all together. And obviously the other indigenous ethnic groups there, like the Lezgians in what's now Azerbaijan. And then in the 1930s, Comrade Stalin, one of the cruelest tyrants of all time, a mass murderer equaled only by Hitler, moved in more Armenians. And so that's why some Azerbaijanis say the Armenians only been there since the 1930s. Now, some of them have been there, but they were already there. There were Kurds and Azerbaijanis, people other ethnicities like Russians. So a real ethno-linguistic smorgasbord. And they've been fighting between the Armenians and their neighbors for centuries. Just after the First World War, a lot of Armenians in Baku had massacred Azerbaijanis, and presumably some of the other way around. I mean, you know, murdering people of their ethnicity is never right, and it doesn't matter who started it. I know it's easy for me to say, how would I feel if someone I love was murdered, might be blinded by rage, I can never get this dead person back. What I could do is to slake my bloodlust by committing vengeance against another person. I might not know which individual murdered my loved one, I know which side did it, they're all guilty, and rage blinds people to morality, decency, or law. Anyhow, so the 1980s times, they were a change in the Soviet Union. It was no longer a one-party state. Slave labor camps were opened. The totalitarianism was loosened under Mikhail Gorbachev, who was Secretary General of the Communist Party, as in leader of the country. And some free expressions allowed it, some other political groups other than the Communist Party, even suggesting real autonomy for any Soviet Republic was enough to have you sent to slave labor camp. But anyway, so Armenians mobilized it, Azerbaijani saying, well, we want independence, or we want a real Armenian homeland. And Nagorno-Karabakh, even though it had an Armenian ethnic majority, was simply given to Azerbaijan to try and interlock the Soviet republics and make the dissolution of the Soviet Union impossible. It didn't make it impossible. It just made it very bloody. Anyway, some informal fighting started out, not by armies, but, you know, armed men, assaults, even rapes and so on. They say that crime is not really about desire. It's more about a wish to humiliate and so forth. Anyway, 1991, the Soviet Union formally came to an end, and the Nagorno-Karabakh war was broke out. But this date, 12th of July, and no make a few days later, is when people in Nagorno-Karabakh voted to say, we don't want to be part of Azerbaijan anymore. Later on, voting to say, we do want to be part of Armenia. Armenia recognizes the Republic of Artsakh. And then in that first Nagorno-Karabakh war, you know, 1991 to say 94, Armenia won that despite being outnumbered by the Azerbaijanis 3-1 and economically 10-1, took the whole of Nagorno-Karabakh and a bit more. It was currently about 20% of Azerbaijani territory, and some massacres of Azerbaijani civilians such as Khojali. Were there massacres of Armenian civilians? I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were. It's wrong to do that. It's wrong to hit back, but people always do. And it's difficult to blame them. Okay, I know it's evil. How would I react? I might react the same way. That's still wrong of me. Okay, but that's what people do. It requires true toughness to say no. I'm not going to kill for the civilians on the side because they did it to us. People say, you're being too moralistic, because and if, unless we retaliate, they're not going to stop. But does that just increase the cycle of hatred and bloodshed? Anyway, so Armenia recognized that as the Republic of Artsakh. Nobody else did. Really an adjunct of Armenia. In 2020, Azerbaijan took it back in the war. And the Armenians have mostly left there. So it's been ethnically cleansed. Some of the Azerbaijanis who were refugees in the rest of Azerbaijan for decades have finally come back. So there seems to be surprising cordiality between the two, and commerce, and that Trump, what it is, peace corridor through to connect the major portion of Azerbaijan with the Nakhchivan exclave and so on, and then on to Turkey. But this could break down. Are the Azerbaijanis simply trying to lull the Armenians to a false sense of security and then attack? Armenians can no longer rely on Russia. Been buying Western military equipment is quite expensive. Can they rely on their trade, their finance? Russia's myth with them. Russia has all of a sudden found, for phytosanitary reason, Armenian foodstuffs are unsuitable for human consumption, so has blocked the purchase of their comestibles to try and punish them economically. And warned darkly that what happened in Ukraine started with Ukraine wanting to join the European Union, as in we'll invade you too if you try to do what you want. You know, you have no rights. You need to be controlled by us. So we go on. Anyway, Nagorno-Karabakh, legally, yes, it does belong to Azerbaijan. Should it? I mean, no. And there are almost no Armenians left there because they've had to flee for their lives. So that's it. It's a very, very sad situation. And Armenia doesn't have much territory, can't afford to lose any more, sandwiched in between Turkey and Azerbaijan. I hope that peace and justice can reign. That's probably too much to expect, being realistic. You'll probably get one, not the other. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the day PayPal, George Clown 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.